Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Thanks for tuning in today. We got a good show for you today. You know, I'm going to be talking about, well, you know, it's freedom time, right? A lot of us are getting ready to celebrate for the July 4th, right? For the freedom, what it represents to the United States, what it represents to the country. And I find it interesting because a lot of times we don't really think about what it really represents to us. And I'm not talking about politically. And I'm not talking about, you know, the battle that we won against the British. I'm not talking about the freedom from the British. I'm not talking about the Revolutionary War. And I'm not talking about any of that. But I am talking about how it can be impactful in your life. Because I believe that all of us are trying to figure out how to find our own freedom. How to create our own freedom. And many of us have to go through a battle. We have to go through an inner battle and an outer battle to be able to find that freedom. And in that process, there's a lot of work that has to be done. There's a lot of things that have to be taken care of. And it's interesting how it kind of mimics the same type of situation, because we deal with the situation until it becomes too painful, right? So if you really think about, you know, the concept of the United States and Britain, it got too painful to deal with the problems with their wars and paying the money that we were supposed to pay and the tariffs and all that stuff. And it got too painful and eventually got tired of doing it. And in our life, guess what? We feel that same way, right? We deal with relationships where we get tired of certain relationships. We get tired of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results and not getting it. We get tired of the same programming, the same battle. And so eventually we have to, what? We have to win the war. We have to figure out what we stand for. We have to begin to change things in our life. We have to let go of certain things, even if it can be fearful, even if we don't know another way. Even if we've been taught this, even if we've dealt with this throughout our lifetime. And we have to do something to be able to find our true freedom. And what is freedom? What is freedom? Freedom is freedom of thought, freedom of action, freedom of being able to have our own emotions, the freedom of being able to process and communicate our emotions, the freedom of being our own individual authentic self, right? Being able to be authentic and honest, being able to communicate how we feel with the people that we have around us. And I think that's one thing that a lot of us might not be dealing with. Many things that many of us might be struggling with is the fact that we aren't able to communicate how we feel. We aren't able to communicate those things in our life. Maybe some of us are dealing with relationships that are repressive. Maybe we've been dealing with these types of relationships our entire life. Maybe growing up in your household, you were unable to speak your truth. You were unable to have emotion. You were unable to cry. You were unable to do anything like that because that didn't make you a man. Or you're not supposed to do that because that's painful. Or you're not supposed to do that because it's the wrong thing to do. Or often maybe you hear from your parents, just get over it. Move on. It's not that big of a deal. And some of us are dealing with that right now, where we are in relationships where the person doesn't listen to what we have to say, doesn't really care about our feelings to some degree, at least outwardly doesn't seem to care. You know, a lot of times you might be feeling lonely, even though you're in a relationship. You're married, sleeping in the bed with somebody, and you feel absolutely lonely. And this can be overwhelming. But then you have to ask yourself, at what point in time have I had enough? At what point in time do I need change? And how do I get the change that I need? How do I begin to make this change? And this is like small pieces of, like, there's like small battles. Some of the battles, all the battles are internal. Some of the battles have to do with external situations. And we have to figure out where we start. And the first thing that I figured out in our search for freedom, because remember, we never really had freedom to begin with. Okay, it's not like we had freedom and then we lost it. It's a, we didn't really have freedom, or we wouldn't be in this relationship right now that we thought was okay, that's so stifling. We wouldn't be in the relationships that we're in now that are so toxic if we had freedom and actually had real freedom in our life. Okay, so it's like we're finally going to get it for the first time, but we got to figure out how to get it because we never really had it. We never really had it. You know, sometimes people say, well, freedom is an illusion. Well, freedom can be an illusion if we don't really have it. Yeah, it is an illusion. I mean, we can sit there and say we're free all we want, but what have you done to be free? What have you done to be able to be a free agent and be able to have other people that love you and care about you unconditionally based on you being a free agent and you love it unconditionally to other people? And what I've realized, the first thing that we have to do is we have to literally overturn, look under every single rock, every single option in the relationship to see what really do we want to keep, what do we not want to keep, and what are we ready for? I realize that we have to put ourselves out there. We have to communicate our emotions. We have to communicate our feelings. And we have to be willing to try it out. We have to be willing to go for it. And we have to be willing with the outcome of what that looks like. You know, sometimes we'll share our emotions and feelings. And you know what? Sometimes, well, they'll fall on deaf ears. Other times we might get ridiculed for it. But what I've realized is that if we're sharing our emotions in a safe way, that's just about us sharing, if somebody has a problem with it, or somebody doesn't like what we have to say, or somebody tries to shut us down, or somebody gives us the silent treatment for that, that's an indication that we're in a relationship that we really need to think about. We're in a relationship that we need to start looking and uncovering evidence and information to decide if this is really something that aids and abets in our freedom as an individual to be authentic in our own life, or something that doesn't allow us to be authentic and free in our own life. And I think first off, you know, just the general feeling. I mean, I think it's interesting when, you know, when I see folks that they act one way in front of some people and act a different way in front of others. Where you see some people let loose in front of certain people and completely buttoned up in front of other people. Almost like they're completely uncomfortable. I mean, it's interesting because sometimes we're in relationships where you're completely uncomfortable in the relationship, completely uncomfortable in your own skin. And so it's like, how do we really recognize how we feel? And I think that our feelings are usually pushed aside because we've grown up in an environment, possibly for many of you, where you couldn't really express how you felt. You know, perhaps you grew up in an environment where, you know, your dad, your father figure was more prominent and he wasn't able to connect with his emotions. You know, I find it interesting because I work with folks and they say, well, my parents were never really that emotional. Or, you know, it was just quick to, you know, to kind of push off our emotions as kids, or, you know, it just didn't seem like they ever really kind of dealt with their emotions. And, you know, the reason for that, quite honestly, is the fact that, you know, they did that because they can't process their own emotions. They processed it and they've already gone past that and they're like, get over it. It's because what's happened here with a lot of folks is that they never were taught that their emotions mattered. They never were taught that it's okay to feel a certain way. It's interesting when you look back at the history of the United States, you know, Britain attempted to gain greater control over the 13 colonies, which was in the United States. And so there was this control issue, right? There was this real massive control issue. And that's what exists in a lot of our relationships, right, is control. Somebody feels like they're more in control. Somebody wants to be more in control. Do you see what I'm saying? And so that becomes an issue. And once somebody tries to be more in control in a relationship, what happens here is what? There becomes a battle of power. Or we acquiesce to the other person, allowing them to have this battle of power, allowing them to have power and control over us. What happens when we allow someone to take power and control over us? Well, we obviously lose power and control in our life, but we end up becoming this person that they want us to be. We end up jumping through those hoops to get them to like us, to be supportive of us based on how we're performing. And I get that we have to do that at work sometimes, but the concept of, well, doing that at home is a very different story. So let's talk about what I would consider the war. The war, the real battle. What does that look like? Well, you know, in any sort of real battle, especially in this type of battle, right? We're not talking about a battle with the British. We're talking about a battle for our freedom. We have to first become aware of the tendencies that keep us stuck. What are those tendencies that are keeping us stuck? And I think that many of us are in relationships that are, well, they're quite, I don't know, it's kind of like a pattern, right? I think that some of you, if you sit back and look at it, I know I did, when I finally started seeing the weave and the pattern and all that, I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. This is hilarious. I mean, it wasn't hilarious like ha-ha at the time. It was kind of like hilarious. I'm going to beat my own self up. But no, I, you know, over time you look back at it and you can laugh, you know. But I looked at some of the patterns and I went, wow, I just keep finding the same thing. I keep getting in my own way. I keep getting stuck in my own programming. I keep getting stuck in the things that I was taught. I keep getting stuck in the things that I believed. I keep getting stuck in the things that I believed about myself that wasn't at the highest level of good about myself. And so what has happened? I've acquiesced to things. I've given in to things that, guess what? They're not at the highest good. They're not at my highest good. They're not at what I need to be doing in my life. You know, I've realized, too, is that the next thing is that we have to be ready to change our life. No matter how painful it is, no matter how scary, no matter how painful, no matter how much fear we have about making those changes. Because there is some fear, right? There is some fear of changing our lives. There is some fear of making those changes. And that's what's so scary, because there's that fear, right? And it's like, okay, but we sit there, and what happens in the brain, right, is the brain starts telling us, well, you got this, you know, you're probably never going to find another person. I mean, you might as well stick with this. You're going to be alone the rest of your life, right? Oh, and then you start going into these thoughts of scarcity, and then you start going into these thoughts of, you know, walking the earth by yourself, and then that loneliness and that fear, and you get stuck in that relationship out of that fear. But just like anything else in life, in order for us to begin to understand ourselves, we have to be willing to change it no matter what. I'm not a big set religion person, but you know, when you look at Buddhism, for example, one of their whole concepts is the idea of non-attachment, right? Don't be attached to certain things because things go. People go, attachments go. And so sometimes we get attached to a label. We get attached to being in a relationship. We get attached to the other person. We get attached to how the other person makes us feel. Or we get attached by the concept that we're in this relationship. So we feel better about ourselves because we've actually created an identity around being in that relationship. And that's what we're going to be talking about throughout the entire show today. Because it's all about figuring out going through the war. We're going to be talking about the free and independent you, how to find that free and independent you, how to begin to work on that, how to create that. Because the last thing we want is to have regret. The last thing we want in life is to have regret, because regret, there is no solution for regret. We can't go down the road. It's one of those things you try to bypass regret before you ever go down there, because it's hard to get out of that, because a lot of times by the time we have the regret, for many of us, we already feel like it's too late, even though I don't think anything's really too late, but we don't want to go down that road. So we're going to be searching that today. We're going to be talking about the war, how to battle the war, the battle that we're going through for our own independence, as well as really being able to identify that freedom. By the way, don't forget, on social media, I know that many of you are listening on the radio, USA Radio Networks. Many of you might even be watching the live feed on social media right now. But every Thursday on YouTube, on Ashley Burgess, the YouTube channel called Ashley Burgess, I will be doing a live Q&A every Thursday at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. So stay tuned. We got a great show for you coming up. Don't change the channel. Live your true life perspective. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
You heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today, I've been talking about freedom, the concept of freedom and independence. You know, it's much like how the United States is celebrating their freedom and independence tomorrow. It's much like what we're dealing with in our own life. We haven't really thought about it, though, have we? How do we gain freedom and independence from things that don't work in our life? How do we find our true identity? How do we work through relationships that no longer serve their purpose? How do we actually figure out who we are? Well, right before the break, I was talking about walking in and dealing with the war, the battle, the internal battle and the external battle that we deal with in life. You know, we have to first be aware of our tendencies that keep us stuck, that keep us in certain relationships. Being able to see those patterns, right, that we get into, the patterns in life, those things in life that keep us in that same type of pattern. Many of you might realize that you've been in the same type of relationship before. Same type of personality with the other person. Maybe that same interaction where you can't be yourself, or you can't speak your truth, or you can't communicate your emotions. Some of us are in the relationships because we're fearful of being alone. Some of us are fearful of abandonment at our core wounds. And that core wound keeps us in relationships that are not good for us. Keeps us in unhealthy relationships just because of a fear. And those fears go back to a long time and have to be worked at, but that's one of the inner battles that we have to work on. It's not a battle. It's an exploration. It's like an archaeological dig, right? It's like we got to find where they began. We got to go back to the beginning and we got to work through it to understand how to get past those wounds. But oftentimes we stay in relationships because it's comfortable. Sometimes it can be very uncomfortable, but it's the uncomfortability that we know. In these types of personal archaeological digs, aka battles and war, we have to move past certain relationships to make certain things better. We have to put ourselves first and start looking at it, not from a narcissistic point of view, but being able to say, okay, what are some things that I have allowed to go by the wayside? What are some things about my own life that I haven't really looked at? What are some of the feelings that I haven't even examined in my own life? We have to let go of some of these relationships and begin to heal. And what I find is that a lot of us have the gumption to be able to let go of the relationship. But the problem is that we find ourselves in another battle. And that battle is that we keep thinking about the other person instead of ourselves. We continue to think about how are they doing? What's going on with them? Who are they dating? What are they up to? What's going on in their life? Oh, I hope they're okay. We begin to play this over and over again in our head. Wondering what we could have done differently. What did we do wrong? How could we have acted differently? How could we have done things differently? Maybe if I just would have done that, it wouldn't have changed that way. It wouldn't have happened that way. But see, again, this is another battle keeping us in the programming, as if there's something that could change, as if this relationship was the one. Because it's interesting, because I've realized that timing is interesting. I've realized that health is interesting. If we're all healthy in a relationship and we've really worked on ourselves and the timing's right, that's wonderful. But there's so many red flags that we have in a lot of these relationships, but because of that fear of being alone, it keeps a lot of us stuck in that pattern. And we have to be willing to weather that storm. We have to be willing to say, you know what, I get it. I'm going to go through some fear. I'm going to be scared a little bit. I'm going to go through the unknown. But you know what, I'm going to do it anyway. Because you know what's better than the alternative? Because what I found with people is that if we don't make the move, we have some serious regret. If we don't make the move, that regret that we have becomes overpowering in our life. And so if we're willing to basically let go of the old regime, let go of who's controlling us and begin to realize, okay, I don't have to be that type of person. I can be me, but how do I find me and how do I create this reality of me based on who I am authentically? So stay tuned. We're going to talk about the free and independent you coming up here in just a few minutes. And then we're going to have some fun. We still got a lot more to go here. So don't turn the dial. Keep listening if you can. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The death toll rising in South Florida after a building collapses. Local officials announcing yesterday the body of a 7-year-old girl was found Thursday night in the rubble of the 12-story condo in Surfside. She was the daughter of a Miami firefighter. Meanwhile, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cobb is ordering the part of the building still standing to be demolished.
I want to acknowledge that this was not a decision we made lightly, and I know especially how difficult This is for the families who escaped the building and who have lost their homes and their belongings. The building poses a threat to public health and safety, and bringing it down as quickly as possible is critical to protect our community.
The latest number is 22 dead, 126 unaccounted for. President Biden feeling good about the latest jobs numbers. Yesterday's report shows 850,000 jobs added and the unemployment rate still under 6%. The unemployment rate rising, though, from 5.6% to 5.9%. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Bird. Been talking about independence of thought, freedom of authentic being, freedom of being who you want. Honestly. Because, you know, we're not asking for a lot. When you're actually wanting freedom to be authentically you, authentically your reality, with your values, with your thoughts, by saying how you feel, by having your emotions, when we're being authentic, we're not being negative, we're not being painful, we're not being violent, we're just being us. And the thing is that when that's the whole key of being authentic, is to find that, because once we're authentically us, there's that pure form of being. And once we become that pure form of being, we understand how to get there, we have what? We have freedom. We have our pure form of being without the influence or control of another person. And other people can be in your life. I mean, but there has to be a limit and a boundary limit based on control, right? Because control is all what? It's interesting. I mean, there's parts of control that are an illusion, right? But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like we need to figure out how to not only control ourselves, control our triggers, control our emotions. You know, many of us are triggered often by people because we haven't figured out where our triggers come from. We haven't figured out why does somebody trigger us in a relationship? Why do I get so angry sometimes with this person? And it's like, these are opportunities. These are opportunities to get to learn about ourselves, you know? I mean, it's like, we've got, you know, toxic relationships are toxic relationships, but we've gotten so into, like, seeing the other person sometimes as being toxic that we don't see some of the stuff that we're doing. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, everybody's, you know, there's extremes of everything, right? There's areas of the spectrum that are interesting. But what I'm saying is that when we get triggered by someone, when somebody says something to us that triggers us, it actually gives us time, if we don't react in a screaming, angry way, which is sometimes hard, sometimes challenging, right? But what that trigger does is it shows us, okay, there's a soft spot here. I got an issue here with what was just said. And it goes to my core to some degree. Now, whether it's because I feel like you're questioning me, whether it's because I feel like you're questioning my word, you're disrespecting me, whatever that looks like has to be uncovered. And that's what I'm saying is, like, when we're turning over each rock and we're leaving no stone unturned, a lot of people want to jump out of a toxic relationship. A lot of people want to jump out. I'm not advocating. I'm saying let's learn from it. We might not have to jump, but we have to set some things straight, and things have got to change, right? But in the process, we have to overturn all these rocks, and some of this is being able to catch the triggers. Some of this is understanding, first off, okay, my normal response is to yell or to argue, okay? That's not a freedom space. Yelling and arguing and being triggered by somebody is not freedom. We don't have any freedom there. We are literally being controlled by what the other person has said to us. We're being controlled by the programming of our brain. That's not freedom at all. We might as well just enter the matrix, call it a day, be done with it, okay? So it's like, the freedom concept is I'm able to communicate. Somebody can talk to me. They can even try to put me down. They can even try to hurt me. But they're not triggering me because I don't relate to what they're saying, if that makes sense. So the thing is that even if somebody's putting you down and it's meant to hurt, and it's meant to make you feel pain, I get it. But the only way that it really is triggering us is two things. One, if we give them too much power over us. Okay, if we've given the person too much power over us. If we care too much of how we think that they think about us. The other option is the fact that there is some of the subconscious thoughts that we feel about ourselves is based in what was said. So meaning, subconsciously, and maybe at our core, we don't feel that good about certain areas of our life. And so when somebody says something to us, it really hits us where it hurts because we're already having that internal battle. And that's what I mean. It's like when we uncover and turn over every stone in this battle, in this archaeological dig, that's when we actually begin to create real freedom. I know some folks are like, you know, I'm kind of scared to know what I'm going to find out. Like, I'm scared to figure out what's going to happen. What am I going to find out? And what I've realized, honestly, is that we're going to, you know, the idea of not knowing is really painful. I don't know if you've ever been worried about, like, so some of you maybe were worried about getting the COVID test. You know, like, I don't even want to know if I have it. I mean, but you worried so much about it. Do you have it? Do you not have it? I mean, it's like, just do it. Maybe, you know, I don't know how accurate everything was, but the point is that just get it done. And it's like sometimes we sit there and waffle on learning who we are because we're fearful of what we're going to find out. What if I find out something about myself that I'm not happy to find out? What if I find out something that makes me feel bad? What I found out in my own life is like the more excavation I do, the better I feel. The more excavation I do, the more I understand my programming. The more excavation I do, the more I actually understand why I made choices, and I don't beat myself up so much about it because I realize, wow, this was kind of programmed stuff. And then I begin to see the patterns, and the patterns wake me up. And then I have more of an honest understanding of my life, and I'm not just going through it blindly. So when we look at the free and independent you, how do we begin doing this? The first thing is we have to work on ourselves. Even if we're in our, It's even better if you're not in a vacuum, meaning it's even better if you're in a relationship and there are issues. Instead of just ending it right now, really start working on yourself in this relationship, being able to understand the triggers, being able to step back and journal on those triggers, being able to catch the nuances of things that really irritate you with this person. How often are you defending yourself with this other person? How often are you trying to get them to understand you? Think about these things, because this can be very powerful. You know, how much are you trying to be understood by other people? And this could be a major theme in your life. It's the fact that you weren't understood. And that could actually even be a core wound, is that you weren't understood. And so in every relationship, you go around the world trying to be understood, and you keep finding like these roadblocks where in multiple levels with people, you're not understood. And you're like, why am I finding another relationship with this? It might not even be a personal relationship. It could be a professional relationship. Where you're like, I don't get it. But once we can uncover some of this stuff and understand where we're having some of the issues, where are the pain points at, we can begin to deconstruct from those pain points, right? So if we can deconstruct from the pain points, we begin to understand why they're painful. It's not a question. It's not an I don't know. It's okay, yeah, this hurts me because of X, Y, Z. When somebody says this to me, it feels disrespectful. When they say this to me, it's as if they don't care about my feelings. And this kind of makes me feel like I felt when I was growing up when XYZ happened. You see what I'm saying? Like you got to look at the big picture. One of the good techniques that I figured out years ago is that, you know, a lot of times we don't look at ourselves like we look at other people. We listen to other people a lot more than we listen to ourselves. We don't listen to our own thoughts in our head. We just kind of let that go, even though we can listen to a friend of ours drown on for hours about nonsense, about absolute nonsense. But when it comes to us, it's almost like we are deaf to our own thoughts and we don't pay attention. And so there's a lot of things that need to happen. First off, is we need to begin to start paying attention to ourselves. You know, many of you, you know, might say, you know, hey, I feel like my emotions aren't even important in this relationship. But see, a lot that's true. But I want to ask you a question. Is your emotions and feelings even important to you? Because I found that many of us don't even listen to our own. We don't journal. We don't meditate. We don't write down any reoccurring thoughts that we're having to understand where they began. We're not trying to deconstruct anything. But how often are you trying to find solution for your friends? How often does a friend come to you and you're trying to help them with a situation? But how often do we do that for ourselves? You know, the next thing is that we have to understand, what are the values that we're living by? What are the values in our life that we're living by, and what's so important? I mean, like, because that's one of the biggest ways of separating the situation from what it is, right? Is that when we actually look at our values. When we actually begin to ask, what are my values? What do I value? Do I value anything? What do I value? What is that value? And how do my values play a role in my day-to-day life? Because many of us have actually pushed our values away. Many of us don't even know what our values are, and that's not a big deal. I had to, you know, figure out mine. It's a long time ago. I did a lot of this work. And I had to realize a lot of things is that some of the relationships I was in, even if I was in a position of trying to help somebody, or I was in a relationship with somebody that I thought I loved, or I thought loved me, I had to realize that a lot of times in these relationships, I was foregoing my freedom and I was foregoing my values to try to make them happy, to try to be there for them, to try to do all that. So in actuality, the whole relationship was actually not based on truth, on the truth of my freedom, on the truth of who I am, on the truth of being an individual. It was actually based on me succumbing to whatever I had to be to make that work. And so then you have to look at it deeper and say, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, so take this example to heart. Let's get out of the romantic relationships. Let's look at a friendship. I mean, I'm sure that some of you listening to the radio right now or watching on social media, the live feed, you know, you're thinking, you know, hey, I'm in this relationship, this one friendship, and, you know, we've been friends for a long time, but I don't feel like I'm ever hurt. I feel like I'm constantly doing whatever they want to do. You know, I feel like I'm the one that's always having to call to set up anything. You know, and anytime we do something, it's really not what I want to do, but I acquiesce. I mean, is that a real friendship, or are we just in that relationship because we have a fear of being alone? Because I find that there's a lot of relationships, and I want you to start doing inventory. And I'm not saying we're going to clean house. You're going to have no friends. You're not going to have anybody to talk to. I don't do things like that here. I don't, you know, come on. I'm not initiating that type of thing. But what I'm saying is that we need to start analyzing the friendships we have. Because some of the friendships are probably better than others. And some of them might not even be friendships. You know, it's almost like a transactional thing. I'll give you my freedom and ask for nothing as long as you hang out with me. So I'm not alone. Some of that might apply to some people's relationships, romantic relationships, whatever. Like, you know, life partner relationships where you keep giving till it hurts. But, you know, it's just kind of, it's a transactional thing where you're not really getting anything back in return except for the fact that you're not alone. And I want us to think about this, because if we're living by what we consider who we are, a.k.a. what we value, a.k.a. what we stand for, okay, that's important, what we stand for. Think about that. Let that just kind of sink in. You know, what do you stand for? And that's where I feel like a lot of people, you know, kind of miss the boat, because they're like, you know, hey, I've been married to this situation for a long time. I feel like I haven't had a voice. I feel like I'm not being myself. I mean, how are you not doing that? How do you not have a voice? What's happening? Let's really dissect that and understand, what do you stand for? And in this relationship, are you able to stand for that, or are you not? And these are questions that you got to ask, because the values generate the boundaries. If we don't know what we stand for, we have no boundaries, because there is nothing to stand for. Right? I mean, what are you going to have a boundary for? It doesn't make any sense. You got to have values, and the other person has to override that or walk or step over something that you stand for, and there's a boundary. Boom. There we go. But a lot of times we don't know what that is, because we don't know what we stand for. So we have to define who we are based on these values. And we have to figure out kind of who we are and look at ourselves at the core as a character, like as an individual, beginning to see the value of ourselves. And I think that some of us don't really see our value because we were never taught that us as an individual, being an independent person, has value. Being actually has value. Most of us think that everything that we do valuable is in doing. What we do for ourselves, what we do for others, what we do for the community, which is all great. But the value of ourselves is based in being, not doing. And, you know, it's interesting because I find that a lot of these relationships that we have, we're being busy in relationships. We're not being busy understanding who we are. And so how do we get that freedom? This freedom that I've been talking about. We get it by figuring out who we are. We get it by working through the pain. We get it by understanding the triggers. We get it by sitting there and dissecting a trigger. Why did I just get triggered by her saying that? What does that mean? Why am I getting triggered into being disrespected? Why am I feeling like I'm being unheard? Because these are the roadmap to the treasure of finding yourself. Right? That's what this is. It all leads back to you. And that's what we're doing from A to B. So that's what we're trying to figure out. So when we return, we're talking more about this freedom, how to get it, how to get that independent you, how to really find you, how to make it a reality, okay? If you haven't already, check out the YouTube channel. Just put Ashley Burgess in, Ashley Burgess. You can also find me on Facebook at Ashley Burgess, on Twitter as well at Ashley Burgess as well. So stay tuned, and on LinkedIn. So stay tuned. We're not done yet. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Been talking about freedom and independence, the free and independent you. How we get there, what do? How do we overcome? How do we battle those things, inner, outer battles that we go through? And a lot of times the outer battles is what we see first, right? We see the outer battle. We see the battle that we have with the other person. We see the issues that they bring to the table. We see the problematic situation. And then we begin to realize that all of this is subject to the stuff that we're also dealing with. And you know, it's interesting when we talk about mirroring, because, you know, mirroring is a funny thing. It's like a funhouse mirror, right? It's like, it doesn't look the same, but it's funny how things, the intent, the desire for what someone wants is the same, but we go about it different ways, you know? And I think I've talked about this before. It's like when you're dealing with people, like when you're dealing with folks who have a fear of abandonment, I think we all, a lot of us have that to some degree. But we're going to go at it differently. One person might stick in the relationship way past its prime, doing everything for the other person almost, you know, to a pain point, feeling it, being upset about it, you know, having resentment, but just sticking in there because trying to make the best out of it. Someone else, because of their fear of abandonment, might abandon you before you abandon them. Find fault within you and change the way they feel about you, paint you black, and take off because of their fear, because they don't want to be left there abandoned. And it's interesting how a lot of this can be very thought-provoking for us, but a lot of it can be very apparent to help us understand who we are. Not every relationship has to work to work. I realize that some of the most painful non-working relationships can be some of the most blessings that we've had, as long as we see them for what they are and we work through it. And so right now, if you're in a painful position and you're in a painful relationship and you're asking yourself, why is this happening to me? You know, why, God, is this happening to me? Well, you got to ask, you got to think about it. And as we look at it, I think you might actually begin to realize that some things that can come out of this relationship by you being able to identify more of what you will and won't deal with in your life. Sometimes we learn so much by understanding what we won't deal with, which is so powerful. And that can be enlightening to help us understand not only who we are, what we stand for, but better yet, what we want to do in our own life and how we want to live it and what we're willing to put up with and what we're just willing not to put up with. I've realized that it's easier to understand what you're not willing to put up with. I've understand it's easier to look at what the deal breakers are and then go from there. You know, and if you're constantly in a situation where you're dealing with a lot of deal breakers, we got to sit there and analyze and ask ourselves why we're still in the situation. Why have we stuck in it long enough? Have we not had enough pain yet? Are we not prepared to leave yet? Are we still in fear of leaving? And these are the important points. These are the important points for us to live by and to understand. And that's what's so powerful. That's what's so powerful is that that knowledge is power. And that power allows us to understand ourselves at a much greater level than we ever have. At a much greater level than we ever have. And that's what I'm asking you today is to start exploring, start analyzing when something triggers you, being able to be aware of it, not fighting back, not yelling back, but kind of getting in silence and centering yourself and saying, okay, this is an opportunity for me to learn. It might be a painful one. It might upset me, but this is an opportunity for me to learn more about myself and start turning things around so that it actually works to your advantage. Start learning about yourself instead of learning about every single other person on the planet. Maybe start learning about yourself. What really sets me apart from other people? What really makes me unique? What are the things that I love about myself? What are the things that I don't love about myself that I need to kind of get a grip on and figure out why I don't love that about myself? What are some things that I can change? What are some things that I want to augment? How do I really feel right now? You know, maybe your emotions have been pushed aside for a very long time throughout your entire childhood and adulthood. Let's start listening to how you feel. You got to start. You got to be the first one to start before other people. You got to give allegiance to that. Show that you care about yourself. Fortify that and make that the new reality. So freedom, independence. It's not just for a country. It's for ourselves. And we have to go through inner and outer battles to get that to happen. Sometimes we have to rage a war almost, changing things completely from what they were before. Possible fear and stress and scared, not knowing what's going to happen, but eventually something's going to come out in the back end and it's going to work out to some degree. And I've realized the more work that we do, the better it's going to get, the clearer it's going to be, and the more independence and freedom that we will gain from doing that soul work and really getting to know ourselves at that level, taking the time to learn about ourselves. I hope the show has helped. Please share it with friends and family. Let them know that the show is every Saturday and throughout the weekend. And guess what? We're going to have a great show for you next week. More talk, more relationships, more ways of being free. So stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in three shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our ancestors' genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Ancestors' clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com. And fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.